Australia is moving to downgrade diplomatic ties with Myanmar as it tries to avoid legitimising the military junta, which illegally seized power last year. The federal government's appointed a senior official to replace the outgoing ambassador to Myanmar, but the diplomat won't present their credentials to the military regime. Foreign Affairs reporter Stephen Jedgetts has this exclusive report.
It's been more than 15 months since Myanmar's military seized power. And now Australia faces a diplomatic crunch point. The Australian ambassador to Myanmar, Andrea Faulkner, has finished her term and left the country. The federal government has selected a senior diplomatic official to replace her, but the ABC has been told that they won't present their diplomatic credentials to the military regime, but will simply lead Australia's mission with the title chargé d'affaires. That might sound like a fine distinction, but Phil Robertson from Human Rights Watch says it's a significant one.
This denial is an important step to say to them that, you know, your coup is illegal and that the rights abuses you are committing are outrageous and unacceptable.
The symbolism matters because presenting credentials amounts to a form of diplomatic recognition. And Phil Robertson says withholding it sends a signal Australia does not see the junta as Myanmar's legitimate government.
This is an important step. It's a symbolic step, but it certainly is something that has generated a lot of anger and unhappiness at the Myanmar military junta, because they want to be internationally recognized.
Tung Aung Shwe, who represents Myanmar's civilian national unity government in Australia, is also delighted.
Reducing the level of the diplomatic relation is a very strong signal to the military junta. And also there is a kind of encouragement to the people of Myanmar that the people in the democratic countries like Australia, they are standing together with the people of Myanmar.
The strategy has risks. Australia's worked to keep communication channels open with the junta, in part to press for the release of jailed Australian academic Sean Turnell. Australia's new chargé d'affaires has not yet been given permission to travel to Myanmar, and it's not clear what access they'll be granted to its military rulers. But Phil Robertson argues that Australian officials have achieved very little when meeting Myanmar's generals, and its new strategy sends a clearer message.
Well, I think it's an indication that Australia may finally be willing to show some teeth in its diplomacy dealing with Myanmar, that it's not going to just play along anymore.
Phil Robertson from Human Rights Watch, ending that report from Stephen Jedgetts and our Southeast Asia correspondent, Mazoe Ford. And a spokesperson for the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade says the person who's been appointed is a senior official with ambassadorial experience in the region.